I am free. Contrary to popular opinion, I am free. I am free, and I am free to be whoever, whatever I choose to be by my definition. Regardless of my ethnicity, I am not my skin, I am me. I am free to be eloquently all that I desire to be because I am free. I remember when the waiter said to me, "You speak so eloquently," as if to say I was not meant to be in this skin and be me intelligently. But see, I am free. I am free to say and to see things how I desire to see because I am free. I am free to be a fire starter. I am free to be fabulous. I am free to be a trailblazer. I am free to be me. I am free to be a boss. I am free to be the reality of what my ancestors wanted to see, because regardless of what you see in me, I am free. Today, as I participate in the celebration of Juneteenth, I want to share this opportunity for us to discuss what it means to be free. I want you to declare today that you are free to be whoever you desire to be. When I think about Juneteenth, what it means to me is letting the record show, letting it be known that regardless of what others want to be, we are free. So many of us, the shackles and the chains are off, but obviously mentally, we still don't understand that we are free. So many of us are trapped in the confines of our head, of what we dread to be reality, because we refuse to see that we are actually free. We keep ourselves in mental chains, wanting to be what they want us to be, what they want to see by their definition, whoever they seem to be, instead of demanding, declaring, defining what it is to be free. Me. My standards, my definition, my perception of perfection, what I want to be, what I choose to see. That's what I want free to be to mean, because that's what it means to me. Today, I want to inspire you to define who you are and who you want to be. Today, I want you to see not simply what your eyes can see, but the possibility of who you can be and become in this lifetime, in your reality, and nothing and no one can stop you from being you, from being free to be, again, whoever you want to be, even you. Especially you. Getting unstuck, getting unblocked, getting out of your head, getting out of your way. These are the things I want you to think about today. No one else defines you. No one else has the power to limit where you are and where you can be. I want you to actually see the reality that you wish to manifest and bring into fruition. I want you to understand what it means to be free. Free to be whoever, whatever, wherever, whenever you want to be. Energetically, I am me 20 years into the future. I am me in the making. I am my future self, my past self, all of myself in this very moment because I am free to be. And I want you to see that you are free to be whoever, whatever, wherever, whenever you want to be energetically in this moment, at this time. The divine is that time is fluid. Time is flexible, and all the power of the divine is right inside of you. It's in your mind. It's in your heart. It's in your ability to see that the future is not simply what they tell you it might be. It is in all the possibilities of all the different directions and journeys that you can walk on, that you can talk on, that you can share. I want you to be aware that you have already gotten there. You've already arrived. Just walk the path. Just do the work. Just understand, no woman, no man, not even you, can stop what God, the divine, has put in you. I am free to be. I want you to see that you are too. Message. Turning messages into movement. So today what I want to do is to direct you towards Sister Sense, SISTASENSE.com/I am free. This is a space, this is an opportunity for me to share all of the brilliant blackness in my atmosphere. I want you to be aware that there exist people out there who are willing to share every possible ounce of everything that you can do to become your best you. That's all I want to do. Connect you to the people who choose to see that I am free, that we are free, and in this space, the place that we've created, we have the power to define our destiny, to shape the world in a way, in the way that we want it to be the change we seek, to define our reality. Join me, SisterSense.com/I am free. Picture it, Brooklyn, New York, 1998. Good days, great days, bad days. Got to graduate from Brooklyn Tech. About to go to Columbia University, Ivy League girl, living in a black world, but not quite as black as they would want me to be. Not quite the Brooklyn girl that you would think a 1998 Brooklyn girl would be. Still, I always knew I was free to be me. I liked what I liked. I liked to listen to rave music, techno, house, Seal, Bjork, whatever put something in me that made me feel like the person I wanted to be, even though me, they couldn't see. They couldn't see me being that girl, short, black girl look like I was from the hood and I should talk a certain way. I should look a certain way. I should dress a certain way. But picture it. Picture me. If you could see this girl in these super balloon style baggy pants, in these crazy t-shirts with my headphones on, banging to techno and house, full high steam energy. That was me. I laugh at them saying, I guess there was a white girl in me, because I talked so eloquently, so intelligently, as if to say that couldn't be me in the skin that I see. I can't be eloquent, black, raver, random, all parts of me. But that was my reality. I want you to picture it. I want you to see the African, American, black, Caribbean girl in me that didn't feel like I needed to be boxed in to what they wanted to see. I didn't have to simply be Caribbean. I didn't have to simply just be Brooklyn. I didn't have to simply be African American. I could be and see and actually desire anything that I wanted for me. That was my reality. I want you to picture it. I want you to see the possibility of you being whoever you wish to be, showing others, as my first website was defined, that there are multiple shades to you. There are multiple shades to me, multiple shades to us. We're free to be whoever we want to be. Even at a young age, I knew that energetically, even though I wasn't quite ever fitting the mold of what any group thought I should be, my ultimate desire was to simply be free to be me. So to my inner child, to my younger self, in the baggy jeans with the silver on, who people would stare at and think something there went wrong. You go, girl. You were super. You were duper. You were FLY fly. Why? Because FLY, first, love yourself. And then you can love on, live in this world, and inspire everybody else. At the end of the day, I want you to understand that there's a way for us to elevate others in the process of elevating oneself. You see, you either change the people around you, or you change the people around you. But never let those people have the power to change you. You have the power to become your best you, regardless of what they see, even you. Always desire to be the person you desire to see. Picture it. Me. Brooklyn, New York, 1998. I see her because she saw me. Okay. So, for real, can we do this today? Can you find some time today to declare, to say, I am free to be... dot, dot, dot. whatever that dot, dot, dot means to you, can you share that with me? Can you share that with your community in its entirety, unapologetically, who you are free to be? That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I hope you find a way. Because again, you, I, we are free to be.